Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, we have a big basketball game tonight. 9 o'clock tonight, Duke and North Carolina are going to meet at Duke. And I don't know if you've caught the ticket prices for this game, but they are unbelievable. It's going to run you more than a Super Bowl ticket.
What?
And the secondary market to get into this game tonight, we just looked this up just so we have live pricing on this. The get-in price right now on StubHub is $2,900.
Holy moly.
For tonight's Duke-North Carolina basketball game.
Duke kids are also smart kids. I know they love their basketball. They may be selling some of those tickets.
Yeah. You know, for $150, you could sit on my couch and watch with me.
Man, that's...
And I got chips.
But does this show ever get old, the Duke basketball show?
As long as they're doing what they're doing, no, it doesn't.
It is fun to watch, man.
Now, North Carolina's building is a lot bigger than Duke's, obviously. So that game, the game at North Carolina is on March 9th. That one is averaging around $1,000 a ticket.
Wow.
Even in that big building.
I've always been amazed. I know Duke likes that little tight arena, small.
They're never going to get bigger.
No?
Nah, they kind of like that feel.
Money
talks. Cameron Crazies.
I've never been there. I'd love to go.
I've never been either, but it would be a cool place to go for people who have gone to a Duke basketball game. You could share that with us.
Miami plays over there soon, I think like in a week.
They get to see it up close.
Yeah, how about the schedule? How about the schedule this year where no Duke here at the Watsco?
Bad year to not have them.
Right? It stinks.
They're good for business when they are here.
Oh, of course.
Would have been a pricey ticket.
Yep.
Right. Oof.
No word, by the way, if LeBron will be at this game tonight trying to illegally recruit any of those players to join his agency.
I think LeBron's about recruited out. Like, he's got to go worry about the end of this and getting his team back in the playoffs. But he can't do any better recruiting he just did on Team LeBron. That's about as good as it gets.
I don't know. You kind of want Zion on the mix now. Zion will be one of those guys in about 7-8 years from now gets that $300 million deal, $400 million deal.
Very interested to hear Joe's opinion on this one. So students at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, are trying to lobby the Nashville Predators to change their name from the Predators to the Sabercats. Of course, the name Predator has, you know, negative stigmas, I guess, partially because of this guy.
Please have a seat. Have a seat. I'm Chris Hansen. And I want to ask you some questions, please have a seat.
You never want to hear that.
To be honest with you, I never thought of the name Predators like that until I read this article. Their mascot is like a giant cat with like huge fangs. Looks like a predator.
We're going way too far. We're going way too far in Predator. I never thought of that kind of predator. Chasing around little kids? Come on, man. What the hell's wrong with everybody? Like, we're over the top, man. We really are.
Welcome to the new day, man.
I mean, I'm
this
not.
This is a real story, and that's actually.
I'm
a pretty
not looking
good school,
to get
man.
Me Too'd today or anything or any day as far as that goes.
Keeping my mouth shut. Saber cat, saber tooth.
It's a little too far. I wouldn't change
saber
my.
Saber lights.
If you're asking, no, I wouldn't change. Stay the damn Predators.
Please have a seat.
Why?
Have a seat. I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you some questions. Please have a seat.
Oh, God.
By the way. It was amazing. Those shows, when they were on, and they were good.
Really good. Prime
but
time.
They were getting people. They were getting doctors and lawyers coming in. They're like, really?
Yeah.
You? What are you doing with that like six-pack of beer and that little toy?
Yeah.
In case you missed the show yesterday, Chris Hansen is homeless and broke.
Man, what happened?
Damn.
Sadly. He was thrown out of his apartment.
He had a nice niche in the market you thought could last forever. I guess everybody knew who he was. But
can't catch a break.
All right, we have a very weird story here.
No, he can't catch that break, right?
Yeah.
Very strange story here. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the country, got into an altercation during an intramural basketball game.
I saw it.
They actually have video of this.
Yeah, I saw it.
Filming it. I mean, this is just really weird, man. Like, this guy is going to be in the NFL. He's one of the best quarterbacks in college football. He's running around in a penny, you know, those like mesh pennies. And he shoves some guy, decides he wants to set a screen on him on the opposite end of the court. It's just
he fought
guy.
Through that screen, boy.
Right. And, of course, afterwards he went on Twitter and said the guy was talking crap to me throughout the game, which you expect to happen
all
in
right,
an intramural
game. All right, so
that's
what happens in college basketball, man.
Unfortunately, though, when the guy sets the screen, there's video of Trevor Lawrence shoving the guy not once because he didn't go down on the first one, but twice. And he sends the guy flying.
Yeah, he would have been thrown out of that game.
Guy gets like back up, gets game. In his face. I mean, there's an altercation. The refs have to get in the middle. This is just complete stupidity.
All right, so what? I mean, that stuff happens. Happens in college.
I just thought it was a funny video. Because
it ain't going to affect the fact that he's going to be the first player taken in the draft.
Joe, if I could draft
exactly
him this year 13
years.
For 2 years from now, I'd do it.
Yeah.
It's just weird because I think you had a different answer the other day when we talked about Patrick Mahomes playing.
Oh, he shouldn't be playing basketball, but it's college basketball compared to. I used to play in about 14 teams at Berkeley.
But you weren't on the midst of getting a $200 million contract.
No. I was just trying to get drafted. But
so you're okay with this? This guy running around in the frat league out there in the intramural courts?
Yeah.
I think you got to be careful.
I think it's part of.
If you're Trevor Lawrence, you just got to be careful.
I think he knows that.
Really? Because I'll tell you what.
The video didn't look like it.
I mean, Joe, he.
By the way, he's
he didn't
times
fight through the screen.
In that video.
Yeah, he is. He's about a foot taller than everybody. He doesn't fight through the screen. He shoves a dude down. The dude doesn't go all the way down, and then he shoves him again. This guy's lucky. This dude just didn't punch Trevor Lawrence right in the
face.
Well,
if he does, he's going to have about 95 guys that are a lot bigger than him wanting to kick the guy's ass.
That's perfectly fine. He's still going to get punched in the face though once.
Have that whole Clemson defensive line. That's all he needs.
That's fun. Like if you're one of these. You know, random guys out here playing. Because the guy that he gets in an altercation with looks like he's half his size and 250 pounds. Out of shape guy.
All right.
See, it's got to be fun. You talk some crap to the quarterback.
This is what happens when you get social media. We catch everything now. We got everything now. We got everything. You can't do anything. You literally, you go at it with somebody and start talking. This guy says, and you say something back to him. I find myself stopping to look to see if somebody's got a camera on before... It's all over everything.
You see some crazy things, though, at these rec league intramural games, though. It doesn't have to be, you know, football players or not or whatever it is. Some crazy stuff that happens. You got to be careful. If you're Trevor Lawrence, you're going to be the number one overall pick. Maybe go play in the apartment complex instead.
There's some good videos being posted on social media. Great segue here, Joe. Alex Rodriguez posted a picture of J-Lo doing some pole dancing.
Excuse me?
Wow.
She is training for a role where she is going to play a stripper in the upcoming movie Hustlers.
Show research? Should we look that up?
We could definitely.
Let's do it from Hollywood's account.
Well, I got to tell you, J-Lo and A-Rod, they've just really latched on. I mean, this is big-time love here.
Let me tell you something. A-Rod, greatest comeback story of all time. Of all time.
I agree. Nobody's changed.
Compare.
By the way, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame so fast that people are going to forget, right, about everything.
I mean, some people are.
He may not get in right off the bat, but he's getting in pretty quickly because of what he's done with his image. You got to be doing PR on his how you can turn your image around. I'm shocked Roger Clemens hasn't called him. Barry Bonds hasn't called him.
What can you help me? Can you help us?
What exactly did you do again that got everybody liking you? What did you do? You're on every friggin' show. You're making more money now than ever. We got to go hide every day.
Oh, and you're dating J-Lo. Yeah.
And you're dating J-Lo. J-Lo, who's had a rough go with guys.
That's right. Found A-Rod.
Found A-Rod, and it's been true love. It's a nice story.
What's that movie she's training for? Hustlers?
By the way,
show research.
God bless her. That gene pool she has.
Oh, my goodness.
She looks great. Looks great. Anything else there? Are you done?
No, that's good.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm looking up. Hustlers.
Great gene pool. We'll end it on that.
What? We got to check in real quickly on the Kendall
My buddy,
Toyota.
Who's a huge baseball fan, just texted me, A-Rod will always be A-Roid. That text couldn't come in quick enough for my buddy.
I don't think a lot of people think that, though.
He's a Yankee fan, too, though, my buddy.
And let's not forget.
I mean, this came in quicker than anything I've ever seen.
He got it not once, but twice. He got hit twice.
Right. You're right. A-Rod will always be A-Roid.
Not once, but twice.
Yeah. And now he's dating J-Lo. I think he's done. Comeback player of the year.
I think he's done real well with his investments. I think he's doing just fine, and she seems pretty damn motivated,
and
too.
And now the text messages about J-Lo are coming in.
What is J-Lo? She's sneaking up on 50?
Gotta be.
Man, that girl works out. Then they do these crazy diets.
I know.
I see A-Rod goes on them, too.
She's 49.
Yeah. Sneaking up on the big 5-0.
Net worth, 320. And not thousands.
Oh, no, she's doing fine. I'll bet A-Rod's dancing.
Damn!
I'll bet A-Rod's dancing in there, too.
Oh, come on. Two of them. Oh, there's the video. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we gotta get ready. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Pete Prisco is gonna join us in the early 8 o'clock hour. We'll get into more stuff with the NFL as well. Yeah, A-Rod. Listen, you got to give it to A-Rod. And some people, you think most people like A-Rod now? Has he made himself more likable? I think he has.
Yeah, I think yes.
He is likable.
He is likable.
Whether you think he's a cheater or not, he's still likable.
Likable dude.
He admitted he cheated.
Yeah.
He is cheat or not. He said, I cheated.
Yeah, that's put that aside. He is a likable guy right now.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. I'm going to watch this movie.
Anyway, we got to go to break here, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.